Discussion regarding the CSRIF application endorsement. So we're going to ask Jeremy to make a present to discuss this, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Thank you, Your Honor. So back in October, staff submitted an application to the province of Ontario for the CSRIF grant opportunity stream one, which is for repair and rehabilitation projects for the potential purposes of use at the Haldeman Memorial Arena. The province has reviewed our application and requested a more current endorsement of council for the application to accompany it, which is why we're here today.
CSRIF application endorsement for information and that council endorsed the 2024 CSRIF grant application by the township. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Moved by Deputy Mayor Scober and seconded by Councilor Ainsworth. I'll start off the discussion. I'm glad you put this forward to us, Jeremy. I can understand why the province wanted an update because it is 6 years old. And just so everyone knows, we were informed of this Wednesday night about 6 o'clock when I was informed of it, that the province wanted us to update. And the deadline was to do that was this afternoon, 15th. So that's why there was a special meeting called. And for everyone's information, only that this subject can be discussed at a special meeting because members of the public were not given enough time to, you know, take a look at it and see what they wanted. So that's the only thing we can discuss at this meeting. Questions or comments? Councillor Ainsworth.
Through you, Mayor. No, I just want to reiterate that this is a great opportunity. And as I've said before, no matter what we do with our facility there, we have to have somewhere for our kids to play hockey and all our user groups. And this is a great opportunity to make that happen until at some point where we figure out if we want to move into something bigger or add on to the arena that we already have. So this is a great opportunity, and I'm hoping it works out.
Thank you. Anybody else have a comment?
Mary. So 2 years ago, I was sworn in as a councillor. At 2 years into my mandate, I wish I was proudly endorsing a strong grant application with a high likelihood of success. A grant application that would serve all residents for the coming 25 years. Instead, I am being asked to endorse a grant application that does not align with the park's master plan, our strategic plan, or the clear direction given by council at the October 10th meeting. From the park's master plan. This master plan recommends the township of Alnwick-Haldeman plan for and subsequently invest in a new single pad arena as part of a multi-use community facility over the short-term period of this plan. When our new manager of recreation brought an RFP before council at our October 10th meeting, it closely aligned with the park's master plan using language from recommendation one in the plan. Council gave clear direction to proceed with the RFP for a needs assessment. In today's report, there are several connections to our strategic plan that include implementation of the park's master plan, negotiate and maintain shared service agreements with Alnwick-Haldeman Public Library Board and community partners. And in this case, that would be the Legion who's been in to speak with us. We are looking to expand and diversify recreational programming. And finally, that we will conduct a needs assessment and feasibility studies of the Haldeman Memorial Arena, offices, and community centers. Based on these guiding documents and reports, the municipality should be doing the work necessary to make a Stream 2 grant application. Stream 2 grants are much larger and remain open until all funds are allocated. In other words, we could apply for one. I cannot support an endorsement of this premature grant application for the following reasons. One, it does not align with the Parks Master Plan or the strategic plan. Two, there is a poor chance of success since we do not have the necessary supporting documents. Three, and this matters, stacking grants are not allowed. It is fiscally irresponsible to apply for a grant that has an upper limit of $1 million that would preclude us from applying for a grant that has an upper limit of $10 million. Finally, the community would be saddled with an outdated single-use facility for the coming 25 years because we wouldn't be able to make those other applications. In conclusion, let's proceed as quickly as possible to make a strong application for a Stream 2 grant rather than proceed with this premature application.
Go ahead, Deputy Mayor.
Through your Mayor Logal to our manager of Parks, Rec, and Facilities. This grant that we are applying for, we hope to get, but it's not certain we're just going to be at the table.
Joan, can you speak a little bit louder?
Oh, can. Yeah. So this grant. With this grant, this is specific to, I'm going to call it an emergency rebuilding of the arena. Is that correct? Am I correct when municipalities go after a grant like that, that is just for to keep the arena up and running until we can go to the next stage? Would that be correct in my thinking of that?
For you, Mr. Mayor, the Stream 1 applications are for repair and rehabilitation of aging facilities like ours, aiming at extending the life cycle of such facilities, addressing a number of different failures like what we have experienced at Haldeman Arena.
Mayor Logal, if I may as well. Repeat. Just another question.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Because we are in the mode right now to do an RFP, to do a needs assessment. These usually take 5 to 6, 7 years to get things in place. Have you had any experience with how long that takes?
Again, through you, Mr. Mayor, sorry, just for clarity, how long, which take 5, 6, 7
the
years?
The process of what? Of what we're doing here. For the needs assessment, doing the RFP, waiting to see who would be successful for the RFP, the next stages of how the ship is going to get steered, what the community needs, going out to the community. That isn't a 1 or a 2 year process, is it?
All I can speak to right now would be the needs assessment piece, which is stage one. Anything beyond that, we don't know what the needs assessment will come back, suggesting the community needs as a next step. Certainly, it could be a new arena facility. It may not be. So trying to forecast into the future what any kind of future project may look as a outcome from the current needs assessment that goes out next week, I can't really speak to that. Certainly, once that comes back, there would be a number of different feasibility studies and project plans, which historically in communities does take a number of years. Yes.
Thank you. Just one comment. When I was thinking of when we were talking to Trent Hills, when they did their facility, it was it more than 10 years, 10 or 12 years? I guess it doesn't really matter, but it wasn't a 2 year turnaround. So it is a lengthy process.
It is my understanding that from the mayor that it took them more than 10 years
mm-hmm.
from the start to thought of or conception of doing building a new arena. It took them more than 10 years to do that. And I personally, I think that when what Mary Catherine, pardon me, what Councillor O'Neill has brought to our attention is something that we should be looking at. But we will not get all of those things in a few years. That takes a big, big planning and project. And I see this as an opportunity to get us to that point. And I think your report mentions, Jeremy, that this is a mid plan, not a long plan, but not a short plan, but to get us through so we can get something going. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's phrased as such as a mid-range solution. Certainly the floor isn't the only aging asset in the arena. It is the most emergent of issues down there, and to have any further beyond this current season of ice, beyond any further seasons, the floor does need a replacement for sure. So looking at the expected life cycle of all the other equipment down there, this should get us into a good mid-range solution to have time to mobilize on other plans going forward. It's certainly, this project would not be short-term. I can't speak to whether or not it would be long-term because the overall condition assessment of the facility has another 8 years left in its cycle before being reassessed.
Thank you.
Through you, Mayor, I just want to recognize Councillor O'Neill's thoughts are well taken because she makes some good points. But I think at this time, you know, we have to be looking at the, you know, what we can do for our residents and the children at this time and all our user groups in that arena. It's our busiest facility. And I don't think any of us can sit here and say what that arena means to this community, and especially if it's not running. So to be able to have this opportunity maybe to get enough money to refurbish that, and it can last to whenever we decide what we want to do with something else, I think is really important. I thanks Jeremy for taking the best step forward to get this this on the go. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ainsworth. Any further comments?
It's actually a question. So if we were to proceed with this, and it does say we should have as supporting documents, plans, designs and details, financial resources, quotes and estimates, I don't see those in front of me today. And,
excuse
you know,
me, Councillor O'Neill, we're not discussing that today. We're discussing whether we want to pass a resolution to send to the province requesting that we are committing ourselves
sorry
bringing this to their attention, not making any decisions.
I was leading through to a question on it. Could you give me more details on those pieces, the plans, designs and details and the financial resources, quotes and estimates that are being submitted to the province? Exactly what is, what details or what request is being submitted?
The request submitted, sorry through you, Mr. Mayor, the request submitted to the province as part of the application is a floor replacement of the arena itself. So that's a removal of the existing floor and an installation of new floor and cooling pipes.
Thank you.
Yes, so are you then using the estimates from 2023 that we were provided as council?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the scope and estimates that were submitted in the application and have been approved by the province are like examples that have been done in 2024 at other municipal arenas.
Any further questions or comments? I'm going to read the motion. So I'm going to read the okay. Joan, moved by Deputy Mayor Stover and seconded by Councillor Ainsworth. Any further discussion? All in favor of the vote, the motion?
Can I ask for a recorded vote at this time?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have had a recorded vote requested from Deputy Mayor Stover on the motion that was moved by Deputy Mayor Stover and seconded by Councillor Ainsworth. The motion on up for recorded vote is the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Alnwick Haldimand enacts as follows. That Council receives report PR 2024-05 CSRIF application endorsement for information and that Council endorse the 2024 CSRIF grant application by the Township. For members of council, I'm going to proceed by calling your name in order. And when I say your name, if you could please vote, if you're in favor of the motion, please vote. Say aye, yay or nay. Councillor Ainsworth.
Yay.
Councillor O'Neill.
Nay.
Deputy Mayor Stover.
Yay.
Mayor Logal.
Yay.
The motion is carried.